Welcome back, Angela. Wonderful. Looking forward to finding out how you've been going overseas as well. You know, I've got a lot of energy when I go overseas, but this time I was really tired. Man, incredible. And I'm still kind of jet lagged. I'm still catching up. Like, you know, I can feel myself kind of still coming in when I, you know, you know, slow mouse, when you move it, it's like zzz, zzz. That's how I feel. And wonderful. Praise the Lord. I've got an encouraging message for you today. I want to share with you what the Lord has done to give thanks and also give encouragement to all of us. And I want to, at the end, actually open up the floor to pray for you, pray for one another. That's a great idea, isn't it? It's wonderful. You know, I really focus trying to, on Sunday morning, teach the word, but, you know, last night I've got it all ready, kind of, you know, on Friday, but I felt, no, I got to just step back and just share with you, just go easy today, you know, usually I'm pretty packed, but go easy, enjoy God, enjoy one another, how about that? And, you know, move in faith, how about that? And I think we can dream together what God is doing around the world today and celebrate God's faithfulness. And I want our faith to rise so that we can begin to destroy the works of the devil in our lives. Amen? The devil is not sleeping. But praise God, God is not sleeping. God never sleeps. There is no shadow. There is no darkness in God at all. And there is no shadow of turning. So long as we are connected to God, we are in the light. And no darkness to overcome the light. Have you seen you go into the dark room? You've got a light in your box. You open the box. What happens? The whole room gets lighted up. What about you go into the light area in the room and you've got a dark box inside? You get a dark box. You open the dark box. What happened? Light floods in, right? So long as we connect to the Father of light, we are in the light. Amen. It doesn't matter what the devil is trying to do. You connect with God and walk with God. Amen. Jesus came so that he would destroy the works of the devil. Hallelujah. So if there are darkness in our lives, we didn't let God in yet. So we need to let God in. And sometimes we need to break up hardened ground in our heart called repentance. We need wisdom, we need anointing of the Holy Spirit to break those yokes. Hallelujah. And the patterns of our lives, patterns of thinking, we can set them free, we can break free from all that and walk in the fullness of God's presence. How many know God's presence also accompanies God's blessing? You know what? You know, this last so many years, there's so much abuse on the blessing and we just looked at the blessing and not the blesser. So in a sense, you know, sometimes I pull back from that. But, you know, God's part of total package of salvation also encompasses blessings of God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we want to walk in the fullness of God. And it's got a lot to do with our attitude, expectation, and diligence of faith as well. You know, sometimes, you know, it's when we sleep, when we fall asleep, so to speak, when we disconnect from God, that's when the darkness floods in. And let's not retreat from darkness by running away from darkness, by running away from God. Think that it's easier? No. Only way to repel darkness is run toward God and have no fear. Amen? You take a stand, take a very strong stand of faith, and you command the darkness to leave, it'll leave. Hallelujah. Why? Because God has given you his name, his authority. It means all that we need, all the provisions that we need, you need, I need, in our life is all included in their salvation. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. That's good. So, thank you for your prayer. That slide I sort of stole it from last time I shared with you. And that's not from this ministry trip. It's only 1 week ministry trip, but it was very intense. And I just thank God for your prayers and also hunger in the land, because there's a fire moving through that land. It's incredible. The people's hunger there is incredible. And we can have that hunger here. This morning, David Lee was praying in the morning about the hunger. We need to have hunger and expectation. We need to invite God of light into every area of our lives. Amen? And begin to change, begin to walk in the supernatural life of God's light and God's power and God's provision. So that was the Solo Rumaku conference Tuesday and Wednesday. Got there in time. You know, I flew out on Sunday, got on Bali. And, you know, I was actually asleep in the airport. I didn't really plan much, you know, because I go really light, you know, 7 kilo baggage. That's all I got. And my bag is about 3 kilos. So, and my computer is 1.5 kilos. So imagine what I got. Just really light clothes, about 4 or 5 and 2 pairs. You know, that's it. My phone, that's it. And Bible, yeah. So that's how I travel, and you know, I didn't really plan carefully. I get there at night, and I was gonna leave at 11 the next day morning. But you know, somebody organizes there who saw my flight. You're staying overnight. Where are you staying? I thought I might just pray or prepare for the message in the airport. And the person they booked the little motel room 500 meters away from the place. So thank God. What happened? I think I've done something. Hey, come on, come on, come on, come on. Shooting. Still doesn't listen. Okay. In Jesus' name. Rebuke the demons in the electronics. So anyway, that was a powerful, wonderful, wonderful meeting. I had a message, 3 sessions, really on the family. And my heart was on raising up godly men, which is so, so important. Godly parents, godly fathers. Every man are on a journey. Every man are on a journey to represent God the Father. God has created man and woman, male and female, after his image. But God had actually called every man to represent God as the Father. That is a high call. I think that is the most sacred call that any man can receive and walk in this life. And it's not the question of whether we do represent God or not. We do. The question is what kind of God we represent to our family. So I really challenged, supposed to be the family, but it was the man challenging time. And I think a lot of men repented. A lot of women also repented for some reason and came up for prayer, but there was a powerful moving of God. But I gave quick sort of tip, and one of them were actually a rebuke I felt the Lord was giving me over, is there any Indonesian men here? But maybe men in general over there, the night before the Lord put this on my heart, the night before. And organizers, there were praying, and I was there, invited to the organizers just to share the word on it. And all the women shouted, "Hallelujah, Amen! You must share this next day." Anyway, the first one is, overcoming passivity. You know, what about Adam? Adam's fall, what made Adam? You know, when Adam was, you remember Genesis 3, Adam fell. And when you look at the thing, Adam was there the whole time when Eve was speaking to the snake. And God gave him a very clear instruction, but he was just standing there and just watching. And often our problem is that we don't communicate. We become very passive. And every man, just encourage every married man to communicate and be active in loving. So that's the one. But the second one was the rebuke. And that this is what the Lord actually put on my heart. A lot of, not only Indonesia, I guess, every married man, sometimes our prayer gets blocked. So we got to unblock our prayers. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 7, it says, Husbands likewise dwell with them, that is wives, with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered. So it is possible that our prayers, men's prayers, can be hindered as a father, as a family. I mean, every man has a prayer. Some of us have prayer for, you know, the brand new BMW. No, whatever it is, that you know, the prayers of our heart, you know, prayers for change, prayers for blessing, prayers for breakthrough. Sometimes prayer of our heart can be blocked because sometimes the way we communicate or lack of showing, you know, and so on. And then our wife sometimes gets grieved in heart legitimately because guys tend to be a bit focused on the results and not on relationship. And, you know, it's a very, very fine thing. It works both ways too. So, you know, sometimes it doesn't only happen one way, but it tends to happen more on one way than the other. So, you know, but all the men received the rebuke very well. And, yeah, the third one was we've got to have a, you know, we've got to possess vision for the glorious bride, all our wives, every one of them. We've got to give account to God one day and present our wives to the Lord as his bride, you know. And then when we love someone, we have a vision for them. How many believe that is true? When you love somebody, you have a vision for them. Yeah? You have a vision of the beautiful bride. How does Jesus love his church? Husband, love your wife just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. So that is the vision of Jesus for all of us. Every single one of us. Jesus, when Jesus sees you, he has a vision of presenting you to himself one day without any blemish, spot, or wrinkle. Holy, perfect, beautiful, glorious. He has a vision in love. And sometimes what happens is that, you know, we men, we, you know, marry, and after 3 years, so long as she cleans, she, you know, cooks, gets the house in order, we are happy. So long as she gets the household, you know, does the shopping, cooks 3 meals, and, you know, all these things get done, we are happy. But that's not a vision. That is not a vision. Vision is that we've got to have a vision because we've got to present our wives one day as the first fruit when we stand before God and saying, Lord, this is your bride. And we present to the Lord. That's the very first fruit of our life. The most precious accounting that we will give to God on that day. Amen. So, no, this is a real squashed version of the tea. But I feel we need this. Hallelujah. Because every married man is a pastor to his family, to his wife and the children. And that journey actually of the fatherhood, you don't get there in the straight one shot. Because it goes through being husband and then fathers. And that relationship really is the source of all fruitfulness. Because when God created mankind, the first word God speaks to mankind, male and female, is a word blessing. So God wants to bless you. God created you to be blessed. But that blessing is not going to just happen by itself. He said that blessing is actually going to work through the unity between a husband and wife. He said, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. How can you be fruitful and multiply except within the relationship of a man and woman of unity and love? It presupposes that there is a unity and harmony in that relationship. And men are from where? Mars and Venus and all that. See, it's so different. We think different. But when you can actually harmonize, see, that takes humility, takes love, takes the other-centeredness to achieve that. And that, out of that, flows great blessing of the way that God intended it. Let me put it this way, that God's intended blessing that includes your financial health, your promotion, your work, your job, your career, your dreams, and so on, all of that is somehow tied and locked in to your relationship in a marriage covenant relationship. I'm the fullness of it. You can experience part of God's blessing, but the fullness of it is actually locked in. It's a mystery because we are created so different. You look at Mia and me, we are very different. We are both strong-headed, but we are very different. I was telling them this story, you know, before. I don't know whether I've even told Mia. I don't think I told her. But before I married her, you know, we went out and came back. And it was, you know, I came back. I walked into my room. As soon as I opened the door, the presence of God was there. The Lord was as though waiting for me. And I was so filled with joy because we had a like really good spiritual talk and prayer and stuff like that. And I thought, oh, she's so beautiful. Lord, thank you for giving me the bride. She's my bride. Thank you. And then I heard the voice of Jesus. It might have not audible voice, but it was so clear. I could write it down. He said, no, she's my bride. And I don't know what was so funny, you know. It was so funny. It was so funny. And then I was protesting. But you know what I mean, Lord. You know, you just, you know. I was protesting and I'm hearing the Father saying, yeah, my son's right. Listen to him. you know, your wives actually, first of all, belong to the Lord. She is the Lord's bride. But it's the other way too, yeah. We actually belong to the Lord first. You can treat them with love and respect and honor and pray for each other. Because what kind of wife are you going to present before the Lord on the day? Frustrated, angry, suffering, unfulfilled, pained, sad wife? Or someone like a flower that just blossomed before God because of the love and protection, anointing that flows through you, that will not flow through any other person. So this is a little marriage counsel. I don't know why I'm getting there, asking so much time. But that was very, very powerful, powerful meetings. You know, that's supposed to be youth meeting, but man, youth were also invited. They were old and young, but all the hungry people were there, that the power of God was there, especially the last night. I don't know what time we finished it, but there was a powerful deliverance were happening. A boy was brought who had a tendency to kill himself. He was delivered very, very powerfully and so on. So that was wonderful, wonderful, just anointing flowing right through. So after that, we went to the next slide. Where did I put this thing? King of misplacement. So this is in the city of Solo, right in the park, in the middle of the city of Solo. And they've gathered the poorest poor, the city cleaners, 600 of them. And most of the poor people, very poor people, are Muslims there. Most of them are. And so this is the Solo Rumako. You remember this man? He was here 2 months ago. Pastor Abednego. Yeah, he's right there. That's a city official, that man. That looks like me. And there are two other speakers there, one from Africa, from London, and so on. Look, that's from the rear view. That's the volunteers team. So what we've done, what they've done as a team was reaching out to all of them, and they provided food basket, 600 of them, and gave to each one. This is the front view. And the cars were coming in and out, and people were, you know, they can see right through what's happening. And there's a song and a dance, and guess what? They're dancing right at the front. And guess what I did? You've never seen me dancing, right? I joined them. I danced. I actually forfeited going to, is it not the primary school, the one before, kindy. I literally forfeited kindy because they were dancing. I found it so embarrassing to the core. I refused to go. My mother put me into three different kindies. I dropped out, each one of them, because they are dancing. But here, I was dancing with them. It was so fun. It was just beautiful, beautiful evening. And then we gave gifts, presented them with gifts. So much fun. And city mayor, vice mayor came out and said thank you to the Christian organization, Solo Rumaku, for looking after the poor. And he said that we in this city have great relationship between Muslims and Christians, and thank them. And I just feel the love. Just they were being ministered to, each and every one of them. You look at their face and you can see them eating, you know, the packed food, and I almost teared up. It was just a beautiful evening. So Pastor Abednego and their team wants to do another one next year, even bigger. They want to do 100 of those, oh no, 1,000 of those next year, and ask them, how much is it? They said about $5 per person to get a food basket like that, and then gifts and everything. And Christians come and serve, and they serve them. They have fun with them. They just mix with them, have laugh with them, and, you know, bless them. So that was beautiful, beautiful evening. I mean, if you want to pray for them, or, you know, if your heart is moved, you want to give towards them, I can make a way. That's fine. No problem. All right. After that, we had a beautiful wedding. Pastor's Dora got married. You know, do you think this is a real cake or not real cake? Look at them. I've never seen a cake that big. My goodness. And they actually gave it out to eat. But inside, you could see the knife cutting. You know what I mean? I think inside is plastic or something else, but the outside is real. You can eat it. So maybe there's a thin layer of cake. I mean, you know, who can eat all that? Man. But it was a beautiful evening. Most of them are pastors there. So obviously pastor. You know, there was a, I don't know, a lot of Asians, Koreans, I think have a similar one too. But the Dora, there's the only Dora, Abigail, and Dora and the son-in-law gave some cake, some food for Pastor Abednego to eat. And then he was eating it, and I could see him kind of tearing down. Ah, only Dora. Gone. Taken. All right. So GBI, after that, this is a Tabernacle of David. It's a 24/7 prayer. I think Josh really would love to be there next time, maybe, huh? I went there in the afternoon. There's a small number of people still praying and worshiping. It goes on 24/7, last 11 years. This is Friday night, miracle service. And when I got there, this is the entrance. This is, I entered in to get in, and the people everywhere. I had to, you have to be good at entering. I was trying to get in. I had to follow this woman, this lady. I couldn't get through. Man, it was incredible, the fire and the hunger. This is the overflow room, so just couldn't contain everybody, so they opened up the overflow room to have their service, and, wow, you can't see. No, I put a video there so you can see them just worshiping God, like, la. Anyway, you can imagine all of them just worshiping and praying. It's all gone. Terrible. Anyway, so it's just beautiful. You gotta be there to actually experience the hunger. You know, something, I don't know how many, it's just a room, literally, what do you call, like a wall to wall. But they are not there to, they're praying. They bring their kids and they're sleeping there. They just wanna soak in the presence. And they're just like us, start at 10 and finish at 4. Praying. And anyway, power of God was on, and lots and lots of praying. I finished at 2 a.m. praying for people. Started preaching around 11 and then praying for people. I think I literally prayed for hundreds of people, but the power of God was present. I think every single one of them couldn't stand. Just you know, the hunger is just incredible. And God was, 2 a.m., I think I had to just close the door and just leave. And then we went for a restaurant for lunch. Late dinner at 3 a.m. Came to hotel, 4 or something. Yeah, but it was a powerful time. And I think these are the things that are fueling the revival in the nation of Indonesia. And I feel many of the international people God has sent to Australia to fuel and prepare the soil ready for the move and the power of God. Amen? God does miracles. I've heard last time I was there, you know, just someone was enthusiastically serving there because he got healed of cancer, terminal cancer, all clear. God is meeting his people when there is hunger and when there is expectation and faith, God meets us there. Hallelujah. But that's an altar God is raising up. Altar. Hallelujah. So I believe God wants to do wonderful, wonderful thing. The next one was I was in another city. Some of you who came with me last mission trip, like Molly, been to that premise. It's that premise. It was very interesting because, you know, I hate it when the Lord doesn't give me the message itself. I don't like it very much. I like to know everything before I get up there, what I'm going to say, everything. But I just wait all day, all morning, nothing, zero. Just my heart cannot lock onto any message. So I just grab a bunch of my iPad with, you know, like thousands of messages so that one of them might just hit it right, just worshiping. The Lord just gave completely different prophetic message. So it was beautiful, beautiful morning. I didn't like it very much, but it was very, very, I think, fruitful morning and evening service. And many of them responded. In fact, it was a challenge for the parents, for the children, and for the children as well. You know, it's very, very important when God has his hand on our children that we don't own them. We don't live our life around them. We don't worship them. We don't make idol of them. But we serve God and make example of what serving God is like to our children. And, spiritual heritage that we're going to leave behind is more important than the money that we can leave behind. Because money can be lost. But if you leave spiritual heritage, they will be overcomers. They will know their God and they will be strong. And what is the spiritual heritage we're going to leave behind? It is not what we say. It is what we say that matches with how we live before God. That is the essence of spiritual heritage we're going to leave before and pass on to our children. You know, these Korean are very much guilty of it, but every nation has the same thing that, you know, sometimes we love our children so much, we put a lot of hot air into them. That's not going to help them. We give a lot of our own dreams. That's not going to help them. We want them to be rich and famous and an easy life. That's not God's will. If we follow God with all our heart and show by example we serve God and put God first, not put them first. See? That's a heritage that locks in into their heart. We need to readjust our vision regarding our children and give them to God, then God can take them like Samuel. And you know, we are living in a generation where God wants to use our children like no other generation. Hallelujah. And there is no limit to what God can do. Sometimes parents limit. There is a protective form with our own dreams and visions. But we've got to give them to God fully in the name of Jesus and bless them. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's so important, you know. We want to walk with God. Amen. How many want to walk with God? Yeah. Because God is actually calling us to walk with God. Abraham was called the friend of God. That was his higher calling than a blessing. Abraham, did you know that Abraham is the only Old Testament person that God calls him my friend? When God called Abraham to be a blessing, God had another one, another calling that was higher than blessing. God wanted Abraham to be his friend. And we all call to that. And when we put that, walking with God, first priority of our life, we will be there. Amen? Hallelujah. Okay, so anyway, that was interesting. I normally don't actually pick people out and prophesy, because, you know, what if I'm wrong? I'll be honest. You don't know everything. But it was very, very interesting. I was just, you know, it was prophecy all over, everywhere. I went to Bali for a precious day of rest, praise God. Monday, flew out, started out, beautiful breakfast. Can you see that? Oh, it's just so nice, colorful. Oh, and the pancake. Mm. If you go to Bali, this is called a fat turtle. They give you Bali food as well as Western food. And it's worth trying. And then we looked at some of the day tour, like this is temple. You know, they got a lot of idols in there. So, you know, your heart kind of, when you look at it, burn. You want to just bash it, but, you know, I'm going to have to pay for it. So, that's a beautiful place. That's Dewi. Her best friend got into the car. Very interesting. Uni, so maybe we will pray for her. But it was very funny. We were having lunch, and I, you know, God was giving me some things about her life. And she's not saved. She doesn't know anything. Zero. Christian knowledge is like today in 21st century, there are people who know zero about the Bible. Knows the word Jesus, but like, you know, I try to give her John chapter 4. Oh, what is Samaritan? What is Jerusalem? What is... you know, I gave some word. Her heart was right open, completely open. Turns out that Dewi said that she prayed for her best friend's salvation 2 weeks ago. You know, when you pray for your loved ones, let's believe that prayer is powerful. You see, her heart was right open, right open. So it was a wonderful time of sharing the love of God. And, you know, Dewi's going to now give her Bible and take her to church and everything. I mean, you know, she received prayer. I laid hands on her, everything, you know. Jesus will begin to heal her heart and everything. So that was the highlight. You know, one day supposed to be a rest, but the Lord saved, touched, and, you know, Eddie and Sonia and Han going out every week. And then there are others, you know. Jonathan's also touching people in his workplace. Let's be the, you know, light. Let's not be afraid to share. Sometimes you just pray for someone. Just wait on God for 2-3 seconds and see what happens. God may give you something. He may just give you, you know, his love for somebody. But when you have God's love, whether you have, you know, particular word or not, when you have God's word or God's heart for someone, they somehow respond to you like flower just turning towards sun, isn't it? They're looking for love. They're looking for love of God shining out from inside of us. And how many believe God wants to use every single one of us to reach out to the lost? And it's not impossible. When God moves, it's so easy. It's so easy. Why didn't I do that before? Because if I didn't see it, we would have missed it. But if we can see it, man, they just open up. So praise the Lord. Bless God. There was one more thing that happened there. How many remember Prophet Eddie in Bali? I say Bali, but when you go to Bali, they say Bali. So So you got to Bali. So this man's actually very unusual case, sleeping. Fell asleep about 6 years ago. And then he's just sleeping. But when there are worship prayers happening around him sometimes, not all the time, sometimes he just begin to speak out of sleep. And sometimes he's prophesying and speak in a language he does not know. He never learned English, but sometimes he prophesies in English, if you understand English. I've heard that he prophesied to some Japanese people in Japanese, but most of the time he prophesies and then throws in some Hebrew in there somewhere in between. So it was, Ruth's, your auntie went there and got really encouraged. So, because I was there and then, organizers, one of the organizers was connected there and already planned my trip there. So, I had no choice but to be forced into this room. Mind you, sometimes I heard this guy rebukes people for their sin. So you don't want to be sinning too much and go anywhere near. So last year, was it last year? February, I think, was there. And was David and Kinney, and Kit was there as well. And then he gave me some word, and it was very, very encouraging. It was all about God sending me out to the nations with power. So I got to go wherever God sends me, obey, go, and then, serve God there. And then he said last year that I will bless Australia through the church of mine. That it meant, actually meant GI. So I'm sharing this because what I receive is not just for me. It's actually for us, for you. Because, I'm a pastor here, so I receive it on your behalf. Amen. So I've got some blessings to share with you. So I must say, has been being fulfilled. Because since that, last year and now, I just, last night, just sat down and where have I been? Because I'm not really out to go. I'm not really into going into ministry, when there is an invitation, I come, but I don't really try to, go. It's sometimes very tiring. So I've been to Malaysia, Penang, Thailand, Philippines, Indonesia 3 times. So the word is coming to pass. At a pastor's gathering, the first time it was 80, the second time was there, 300 plus pastors came. Third time, 500 pastors came plus 550 or something like that. And now there's just the conferences, doors being just open everywhere. So that word, I must say, without me trying to make it happen, has been fulfilled. So I can testify to the accuracy there as well. But God will bless Australia. So that we have to actually believe. Do you believe that you are here for a reason? Do you believe God will bless this nation through you? Through you and me. This is very important. If we believe it, God can use us. Because it all begins with faith with God, without evidence. And this year, so, it was a preface. It was about 1 hour long prophecy. Looked at the thing and then I got it all translated. But much teaching on the life of Apostle Paul. Now, I'm just, every prophecy must be judged. Amen? Yeah. It's just that unusual that, man will speak in a language he doesn't know. It's almost like speaking in tongues because he's kind of sleeping, but the Lord speaks through. But I find it to be, to me, I take it very seriously as from the Lord. And it's so much about intimacy with God. So much about knowing God. We can know God. Amen. And there was a general teaching for everybody before he began to really speak to me and to this church was about knowing God. And so often God's people are so worried about so many different things. If we know God, there will be no shortage. If we know God and walk with God, there will be nothing lacking. It's our knowing God that is the shortfall. Amen. Hallelujah. So that was a very strong encouragement to know God, like Apostle Paul. And then he began to focus on church. Let me maybe just give you a translation. Two people actually translated for me, so I'm going to just read it out and we're going to pray. Are you ready? Because I believe this is not just for me, it's for the church. Amen. I was not going to share this, but I feel like I got to share it so you can believe. Okay, so I give you. I say to you, Paul Kim, my servant, as I have said before, it is I who have chosen you to be the shepherd of my sheep, so lead my sheep. Now I say to you, I will enlarge, expand your capacity, so listen to my words. Like the anointing that I've given you, the same anointing I'll give to Mia, your wife. And he doesn't know whether I'm married or where I'm from. Nothing's been said. Mia's name is never mentioned. And my name's never mentioned. So he's saying, in fact, you know that Lena was here 2 months ago? You remember the Lena? She was given exact Indonesian name, Lena Wati, and given a prophecy. That was spot on, not to worry. So, guys, don't worry. God knows us. God knows our needs, right? Not to worry. That was very simple. It was kind of a, sometimes you get a word of rebuke, so be very careful. But, you know, it says, you know, your wife, Mia, your wife, says, both of you will serve me more like a vessel, more and more like a vessel for my glory. Feed my sheep, I say to you. I'll bless my church. Every single time God mentions this church, GI, he says, my church. Not once says, men's church. My church, he says, every single time. About 4 times, I think, last year as well. And feed my sheep, I say to you. I'll bless my church, and that church will become a house of healing or restoration. People from various, many nations will come to that place to find more of me, and I will heal them, and I will restore their hearts. And you will keep and protect and feed them because they are my sheep that you need to lead. People may say the church that you shepherd is small. But I say to you, through that church of mine, Australia will be filled with my glory. So do your part even more, and Mia, my servants, to declare the truth wherever I send you. I say to you, the moment you give yourself to serve me, your life becomes my responsibility to keep and protect. I bless you more. Your family, your household even more. So do your part, Paul Kim, my servant. And this is the part, very interesting. Now I send you to pass my message to David, my servant. Tell him to rejoice. To rejoice always because King Lee, his loved one, is already with me. She has finished her race with faith and she remained faithful till the end. So let David serve the Lord with burning spirit. For this is time to become a vessel for my glory that I'll use to be the blessing to the nations. I sent that message to Kit. Because last time we were there as a family, Kinney was well. And Kinney had gone to be with the Lord. And so that's a very, very powerful encouragement again. So Kit was very encouraged to hear that. So let's pray for them. David is overseas, so hopefully he's got the message by now. I've done my part. Pass it on to his son. He says, do your part. You know, by this time, all these names are coming out. So I thought, surely, in my heart, this thought, be very careful in the presence of God. God knows your thoughts. Unholy thought had come across my mind and saying, surely, he can't quote my Korean name. Do your part, Paul Hyung Kim. My servant, and I'll do my part in your life. Those who have ears to hear, let him hear. And then so on and so I'll just share this with you to encourage us. We have purpose. This is not my church. This is not Mia's church. This is not elders' church. This is not anyone's church. This is Jesus' church. Jesus owns the church. And you are his people. Amen. God knows every single one of you by name. And God has been saying to the people over there, in fact, you know, the other people with me, they got a lot of rebuke. Not to worry. But to know their God, like Apostle Paul, and walk with God, and God will do his part. And can you believe? Can you somehow, because I really needed to stretch my faith to believe that God, stop saying this is a small church. I'm hearing this all the time. People may say that it's a small church, but no, I say to you, God says, I'm gonna fill Australia with my glory through this church of mine. Now, that actually takes a lot of faith. So, you know what? I'm gonna believe. I'm gonna believe. I'm gonna pray. I'm gonna pray. You know what? God will bring nations. That's why we got so many different colors and looks, big eyes, small eyes, Korean eyes. I'm an exception, right? Koreans are like, you don't know whether they're closed or open, whether they are praying or they are seeing something. Korean eyes or whatever, you know, Aussies, big, they see everything. Anyway, whatever the color, hair, God wants to bring international. That's why you're here. And I want to encourage you. Maybe God is using you. Because I believe this house is for all nations. It's not just for one nation. It's not just for Australia. God has brought people from all nations for Australia. And I believe God wants to bring international people. So, you know, maybe God want to use you. Share the word. Want to anoint, you know, anoint you and pray for you. That God, the reason why God sent you in this nation, to this nation, will be fulfilled in your life. Amen. How many believe God has sent you to this nation with purpose, his purpose, end time purpose? It's amazing. Hallelujah. We're going to sing. We're going to pray. We're going to pray for, and you can pray for healing. You can pray. Believe. Any, some ministry song? Maybe the last one? Yeah. The one that Sarah sang. I want to get the, maybe some people to come out and then pray for one another. Those who have been praying in the night watch, if you can come, just stand with me. Night watch prayer. Jonathan, Courtney, Iris, Molly, and yeah, Mia. Those who come to night watch and seek God. Okay, let's just seek the Lord. Ask the Lord to just anoint you. Hallelujah. Sarah will sing this through. We're going to pray for you. We're going to break some yokes in Jesus' name. Lift it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're gonna move into worship. We're gonna break some yokes. We need some deliverance time to time. bring our hearts before God.
There is a promise that points beyond my failures. There is a still voice to silence all my fears. Even the worst of my mistakes, touch, I am made whole. You have spoken, and I know that it is so. In the storms, you are peace, and your love won't let me go. You have spoken. I know that it is so.
Amen. Amen. We're going to start praying. Can David come here? Yeah. And DT, let's pray for Mia. We're going to pray for Mia. Let's pray for her. Let's anoint her according to the word of the Lord. You know, the anointing, strong anointing will come upon her. Hallelujah. Can we all stand? This is like a mother in the house, if I can say it that way. If she gets anointed, we all get anointed. Hallelujah. David, would you want to just come closer? And where's Jan? Jan, is Jan here? Okay, let's pray. Thank you, Father. David, can you pray? Yeah. Hallelujah. Okay. I'm going to put this anointing on her. Yeah. It's on. Okay. David, why don't you start off? Yeah, sure. Okay, it's all right. I'll pray. Father God, we thank you. Stretch forth your hand. Let's pray. Hallelujah. How many want Mia, see Mia anointed? Powerful.
Yes, Father.
Refreshed. Able to do the things, you know, she couldn't do before.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord. Your word says your anointing, Lord God, will come upon Mia.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, whatever you put on me, you put on her in Jesus' name, Father God.
Thank you.
This house, oh God, the Lord will not be, Lord,
thank you, Jesus.
Lord, lacking in your presence and anointing and anointed vessels. Father God, I pray that you will refresh her in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let the power of God come upon her. Mantle of Elijah and Amen. Fire come upon her. Refresh her in the name of Jesus, Amen. Father God. Hallelujah. All the dormant gifts of the Spirit, words of knowledge, casting out demons and healing. Lord God, gifts of revelation, Lord God, begin to flow like river in power. Words of authority, O God, come upon her in Jesus' name. Revelation in the night, revelation in the day. Word of authority, O God, come upon her in the name of Jesus. Administration as well, Father God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to just breathe upon you, Mia. Just blow on you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I pray that you bless my sister with a pure heart, Father, because there's a promise in the Bible. It says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God, Father. Father, when she sees you, Father, she will do the thing that you show her. When she hears you, she will speak the thing that you are speaking for her, Father. In Jesus' name, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Anyone has words? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen. 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 Father, I pray, Lord, that you will strengthen Mia. Amen. You will double her anointing. Weight of your glory, O God, come upon her in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you, Lord. Let the weight of your glory come upon David, Lord, and his house in Jesus' name. Lord, you will visit him, Lord, in the coming year, 2020. Lord God, you break off the yokes, O God, and everything, Lord, the devil was planting in Jesus' name will be cut in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. 2020, Lord,
Amen.
Is great light, O God, come upon this family.
Amen.
Blessing, Lord, of generational blessing, flow in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, you're anointing more and more.
Amen.
We're moving great power.
Amen.
Great power, Lord. Cast out demons, Lord.
Amen.
Heal the sick in Jesus' name. Work miracle. The gift of faith, O God, in David, Lord. You activate the gift of faith in him in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Jonathan, can you just stand behind David? Hallelujah. I believe there's a gift of faith. Courtney, can you pray for him? There's a gift of faith. It's also in you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Gift of faith. Activate it in Jesus' name. Fire in Jesus' name. Fire in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Gift of faith. Rise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for his wisdom. Hallelujah. Lord, breaking every yoke, Lord, by gift of faith, O God. Gift of power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 I want to anoint this house has a particular, you know, prayer, the intercession, prophetic and intercession. How many know that's the banner over our house? Prophetic and intercession and healing is also coming. Restoration, healing is very powerful. Restoration, anointing is coming. But our primary call was the prophetic and the intercession. I want to pray for you, anoint you, because don't grow weary. I want to pray for the sick as well. I want to pray for, after that, I want to pray for you. The sickness and diseases in the name of Jesus. I want to pray for anyone with a foot problem in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Foot pain, foot problem. I want to pray for you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's then pray for the sick first. They're going to anoint you. And then those who have been praying, I'll just open the floor. Yeah. Just can you just worship beautifully? You need healing. You need anointing. Why don't you come forward? I'm going to get the night watchers to lay hands on you and pray with you in the name of Jesus. I'm going to put the oil on the hands of the leaders.
just want to move your heart, God, and give you all I am. And I just want to bless your name. And I just want to make you I just want to move your heart, God, and give you all I am. It's by your will and for your pleasure I exist, and you are worthy. I just want to move your heart, God, and give you all I am. And I just want to bless your name. And I just want to make you glad. Just want to make you. And I just want to move your heart, God, and give you all I am. It's my will, it's by your will, and for your pleasure.
To worship you I live. To worship you I live. I live to worship you. To worship you I live. To worship you I live. I live to worship you. To worship.